And now, ladies and gentlemen, he is currently number one on the Billboard Blues Charts. Please put your hands together and welcome back to Sellersville Theater, Albert Castilla.
Working out day in the sun. Big boss man got a big shotgun. Do my show up. Have my big toe. I can't walk. I won't have to work out. Watching every little move I make. Having every little rock I break. Oh, break. Think I'm gonna take it slow. I can't walk. I won't have to work out.
What's up, Sellersville? Yeah. It's been a great couple days. woke up and messed around and got number one on a Billboard chart. I come over to get to celebrate in Sellersville, man. It's really great to be back in the area. And it's going to be a great show tonight. We got my best friend, Mr. Mike Zito. Give it up for him. And we're going to do a song that propelled me to the middle.
Thank you.
it all. For my disaster, I had a ball. Came close to riding with kings and queens. Now month to month, things got to be. I got love. That's enough. With a bad hand, I'm not alone, I understand. There comes a time for another go. I'll be back with a big stone.
Two for so long. Feeling like number two, being number two. Yeah. Feels good to be number one. Yeah. For once. I think everybody should be one number one at least once in their life. Everybody should feel number one. And it's hard these days. But y'all number one with me, so give yourselves a hand for being number one. Thanks for making it number one. I wouldn't be number one if it wasn't for the guy who's coming up number two. Mr. Mike Zito. I'm going to dedicate a song to Zito, but before we do that, this is a song I'm going to do from the new record. And so last week we were on the road, and I'm watching TV, and I'm on the internet, and I'm on Facebook, and there's like, WTF Will Smith, and OMG Chris Rock. And I'm like, what's going on here? And I put this thing on, and I saw what happened. The Fresh Prince, you know, he lost his cool. Yeah. And then and then he gets off the stage and says, take my watch, Dave, I'm so mad. Yeah, somewhere. He didn't exactly say that, but he plagiarized a song I wrote a year before. I am. But I'm going to file a restraining order first. No, it's like I wrote the song, like the song was originally written when I was sick, and I was on the internet a lot, and I was watching these cyber bullies. Like, I hate bullies. Bullies suck ass. I don't like bullies. I don't like cyber bullies, but this kind of, the bully took it and went the other way with it, but it's all right. Because you don't talk about your lady like that. And I'm afraid of my wife. So if I had to slap Chris Rock or face my wife, yeah, I'm sorry. But I'd rather fight 10 angry men than argue with my wife. But the Fresh Prince took this song away from him. And this song is called Take My Name Out of Your Mouth. And it goes like this. If you got the blues, let me hear you say hell yeah. I'm not going to sue this Fresh Prince for this. I think we need, it's a time of healing. But I'm going to promote the hell out of this song. That's what I'm going to do. About me, but they just don't understand. The more they talk about me, the less I give a damn. Lots of miles are running. All they do is scream and shout. You talk about me, keep my name and show y'all go man. People think they know me, but they can't even pronounce my name.
Castiglio,
thirsty for attention. It's a sad, sad. Lots of miles around. But their points are head to side. Before you talk about me, say my name. Thank you. to take crap from people. When I was too young to make a stand. I'm 52 years old and I got two grandchildren. Guess what? I just don't give a damn. Not so miserable. All they do is scream and shout. Grateful to be in this position. I would not have gotten here to this position if it wasn't for my friend Mike Zito. And we're going to do a song from the Masterpiece record. And it's an album that should never have come out, according to my previous record label, who I won't mention, but you can Google and find out who they are. The record was not going to come out with them. They didn't like it. They thought it was too raw. They couldn't look beyond the production and really feel the lyrics that I was writing. This was written, inspired by my daughter and my grandkids, and it was in danger of not being released. And then Mike called me while we were arguing, going back and forth in the label, because Mike had produced the album, and he called me while I was in LA, and he said, listen, I got an idea. I just started this label, and I wasn't planning on signing a touring act, you know, but I believe in this record. You know, how about I buy it from the label and we put it out and you sign with me? I said, okay. He said, you want to see the terms? I said, nope. I don't need to. I trust you. And we shook on it. That's the way it used to be. Whippersnappers. But he's the only one I would shake hands with in this business, you know. So, and the album, we put it out on Gulf Coast Records, and it wound up charting 5 times on Billboard. It peaked at number 2. And I didn't get no higher than that. But we wound up winning the Blues Music Award for Blues Rock Album of the Year. So if there are any aspiring musicians in the audience, young musicians in the audience, and there's a lesson to be learned from this story, and that's if a record label thinks your music sucks, chances are they don't know what they're talking about. They're full of shit, and you should just put the song album out on your own if they don't like it. So, with that said, I'm going to do the song that my previous record label hated the most from the album. And it's my favorite song that I wrote, and it's called Heavy.
Thank you.
For one more, we'd like to bring up a good friend of ours, Mike Zito's keyboard player. Yes, we know. Mr. Lewis Stevens. He's calling him a jammer on this one. Lewis also played with the late, great Freddie King, so I think we should close out with a Freddie King. Here he comes. Lewis! Gonna do one more and bring up the great Zito. I'd like to introduce the band to you on the bass from Frenchtown, New Jersey. It's Justine Tompkins. Right across the river. On the drums from Peterborough, New Hampshire, Mr. Ephraim Lowell. There's a lesson to be learned from my win, my victory. Look out for number one, but don't step on number two. Rodney Dangerfield. Thank you. Thank you, Summersville. Thank you. Don't go nowhere. The great Mike Zito is coming up. Thank you.
We will now take a brief intermission. During this time, please feel free to make your way out into the lobby, making sure to stop by the merchandise table and pick up the CDs from the merchandise for sale by CDs performers. And we'll return.